Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How do you feel about Delano yourself, Carter? Since Delano, as a city, as a whole, they don't care for you. It's a fine city, too.
Yeah, again, I don't know if I've ever been to Delano.
I don't think they want you. You okay with that? Or would you like to try to break bread with
Delano? I'd break bread with Delano.
Do you break bread ever? Or do you just
like really having a meal, or do I literally break
bread? Break the bread. Break the bread.
I've ripped bread.
You've ripped bread.
I don't know. Of communion where you...
Sure. I don't know if you've actually broken the bread. Well, Dan, you...
It's ripped out a piece of a loaf.
There are some places that will actually have a loaf, and the people will come and tear a piece off of it.
Yeah.
That's what I've done.
We do a liturgical thing ahead of it where we go through this kind of opening prayer, and that involves actually taking a piece and breaking it
as
we read that part of the story.
So. That's what Adam needs to do with Delano.
Yeah, clearly.
So we can video that for the Facebook or the Twitter. We are on Twitter. You can follow us. We'd love to have you do that at Chad Hartman Show. In less than 3 minutes, a chance for you to win $1,000. Adam, what time do we start our coverage of Twins and Yankees Game 5 from the Bronx? First pitch with H. Lake is at what time?
Boy, primetime game, probably 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Dan, do you have the time for a first pitch?
Looking at it. Hang on. Oh, wait.
No? How's my Twins in 4 prediction holding up right now? I mean.
As good as mine.
Yeah. Well, Dan got it wrong, too.
I did. I thought the Twins would actually win a game, yeah. So I'm out.
Yeah. The embarrassment. Should we talk about the Twins? It was embarrassing. It was the worst of all the losses. And we certainly spent a fair amount of time on it yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know what else there is to say.
I'm disappointed in some of the reaction from the ball club over it, where it's, oh, we're going to learn from – what are you going to learn from this that you didn't learn from the last times you got your teeth handed to you?
Yeah, stop. Fantastic regular season.
Absolutely.
I'm not changing
that. Enjoy that.
But
stings, too, when you see like the Rays even it up with the Astros, right? Too. You know.
Although the Astros got cocky starting Verlander on short rest.
I don't think they got cocky. They just – It basically never works. You have the best 1-2 combination in baseball. Nobody's close. And just study history. The last, 20 years. It does not work, even with, the horse, Justin Verlander. So, yeah, we have some good series. We have some competitive series. And then we had a club go to the fetal position. Jason DeRussia is with us at 12:33. Playing Politics is at 1:33. Rich Gannon, we just recorded Rich Gannon. Rich Gannon is going to join us now every Wednesday, 2:33. Rich Gannon is fantastic, and he is great today. He talks about Kirk Cousins and the president. He talks about locker rooms and how important they are to win, including really direct about how awful the Vikings locker room was when he was here. He talks about the Philadelphia Eagles, who the Vikings will play. And he raves about the Philadelphia Eagles. But guess what? Right now, it's your chance to win $1,000. It's time now for WCC Radio's 8K Workday Giveaway, brought to you by Eyewitness News at noon on 45 TV. Again, Adam Carter, what is the policy? That we're glad to have Eyewitness News at noon on 45 TV on board. But you've stated it now. You can watch it.
Watch with the sound down.
With the sound down. That's it. Because we're on. I mean, it's, you need to listen to us. The code word, drums. Drums. D-R-U-M-S. Drums. D-R-U-M-S. Don't text here. Text to this specific number because it's a national contest. 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. We have a winner nationally. Every hour. Not locally, but nationally every hour. Why not play along yourself? Do it right now. We're going to play again 2 more times, including at 1:12. So, Facebook and how they handle politics, how they handle videos.
Some of these decisions are laid out in front of Facebook and they are no-brainers. Others are more complicated. I want to see what people think about this one. So the Trump campaign put out this video last week, which was highly critical of Joe Biden, right? And the president will make those comments when he's here tomorrow, and the president certainly has tweeted those out. The Biden campaign has been awful at responding to the president, which is another reason why he will not be the nominee. In the ad, it says Joe Biden offered Ukraine $1 billion in aid if the country pushed out the man investigating a company tied to Mr. Biden's son. That is 100% false. I mean, without a shred of doubt, it is 100% false. You may have serious questions about how Hunter Biden landed that job and ethically, and you may think it should be investigated again. But right now, there's zero proof that Joe Biden said, hey, here's a bill, and by the way, stop investigating my son. It's a complete lie. Facebook is not refusing to post that. CNN and other outlets have. They reject a request from the Biden presidential campaign to take it down. In a letter to the Biden campaign, Facebook said the ad, which has been viewed 5 million times on the site, did not violate company policies. Last month, the social network, which has more than 2 billion users, announced that politicians' campaigns had nearly free rein over content they post there, even false statements and misleading content in ads the company has said are an important part of the political conversation. The head of global elections policy said this: our approach is grounded in Facebook's fundamental belief in free expression, respect for the democratic process, and belief that in a mature democracy with a free press, political speech is already arguably the most scrutinized speech there is. So what do they do here? The president and many conservatives have believed for years that whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, you name it, that social media has been biased against conservatives. Social media, by the way, played an enormous part in President Trump becoming President Trump. Does anybody really believe that Donald Trump wins the nomination without Twitter? I certainly don't. You can now debate if it's helped him or hurt him as president, but to me, he does not emerge as the one to win out of the 17 candidates. So what do they do here? What role do they play? You know, in our town, we have more than two great political reporters, but the two that jump out are Tom Hauser and Pat Kessler. And they, in their own ways, will put things to a test and point it out. Can Facebook just say, we're just the clearinghouse? We're just the vessel, and you can put anything out there that we know is a lie, but we just are worried, well, when it's not so blatantly a lie, when are we going to jump in? Because they're trying to get out. So is this the way to go with the 2020 election coming up? It's clear cut. Trump's own people all say it, that Russia was behind the attempts at disrupting the 2016 election. They wanted the president to win, and they put false and misleading information out there, either to benefit directly the president to the detriment of Hillary Clinton or in other areas to create further disruption in the country. Can Facebook literally just say, we know these ads could be by Joe Biden that are total lies, could be by Elizabeth Warren that are total lies, and they are just going to say, that's fine, that's up to you to decide, because I think that's a cop-out, and I don't think they can do it. It's 16 past 12. I want to hear from you, and I don't want it just to be, hey, he's my guy, so I like it. Show the ability to be consistent, whether it's for your person or against your person. You okay with Facebook just saying, we're punting? It's up to you to figure out the information when we know the numbers are enormous and how many people get their information solely from social media, Facebook included. What do you think? 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Back in moments on the Home of the Twins, WCCO. We'll get to calls and texts on Facebook's new policy. Hey, if this ad is filled with lies, it's not on us. It's up to you to determine that either. You already know it. You can go to the assembled media and figure it out, or you can do your own research. I think that's a massive problem. I think they're avoiding, and they're trying to avoid, the allegations so far more often from conservatives that you have a bias against us and that you're benefiting the left. But I'm sorry, when you're this powerful in this country and abroad, and you know something is a clear-cut lie, I think you have to make a decision and pull the ad. That's my view. And I'm not saying in most of these ads it's going to be easy. But guess what? When you're this powerful and you're this influential, that comes with the territory. We'll get to texts and phone calls in moments. 651-989-9226. Let me know. Adam Carter, what do you think?
Well, I'm just wondering, don't we have laws like for false advertising? Can a company like a drug manufacturer somehow just make up an ad that says this pill will cure cancer, and they could run that on Facebook? Wouldn't they face consequences for that?
I think what they would face is attorney general, right? Yeah. In a state where the attorney general would come after them, and
I'm just wondering why that flies in political ads, but it doesn't fly like for, you know, regular commercial advertising.
This clearly is complicated, right? Because you're going to have an endless amount of ads. It's not just involving the president, Adam. But in this case, because it's complicated and some of them have more nuance than maybe some others, they're taking the easiest route. Are they taking the smartest route?
Well, it's the easiest route for sure. But at the same time, I mean, there is validity to the fact that, you know, Facebook doesn't produce the advertising. It's just the vehicle that reaches you. And at the same time, that was a significant factor in misinformation spreading and continuing to spread. So, I mean, am I for cracking down on Facebook? Absolutely. How they go about doing that is another matter entirely.
Yeah, because we got a poll out today, Dan, where it points out getting news from social media is increasingly common experience. Nearly 3 in 10 U.S. adults do so often, right? How many people do we all know who only get their information from their phone, from social media, and in particular from Facebook? And they don't go to the traditional WCC Radio, Star Tribune, CBS News, you name it. And so if this is there and it's saying that Joe Biden said, here's a bill, stop looking at Hunter Biden, and there's nothing about it, and you're just looking that way, if you're not paying attention, and obviously tens of millions of people aren't paying attention, you're going to believe that.
It pains me to say this, it pains me to do this, but let me try to defend Facebook a little bit here. Because, as you say, if it's a clear-cut lie, well, that's somewhat of an easy call. But as we know, in today's political spin cycle, clear-cut lies, you know, are a matter of perception, right? That there are people that wouldn't necessarily call something that you and I think is a clear-cut lie a clear-cut lie. And a lot of times, a lot of the lies get, you know, lost in the gray area, right? So if you're Facebook and you're trying to determine, okay, I'm going to take this ad but not this ad because this is a clear-cut lie but that's not, but other people don't think that's, you know what I'm saying? It gets really murky really fast.
It does, but because of their power, because of this, that to just say, we're just the place that you put the stuff there and that's where you're for. They are so much bigger than that now. They can say that was the initial attempt and that's what they wanted to be. But because they've now become the source for this information, not just the area where people go to it, I just think the responsibility has changed.
But are they the source, though? But that's what I'm saying. Aren't they still just the vehicle? I mean, we post our news stories on Facebook all the time. It's kind of part of our
routine and responsibility.
Now, if I write a story on our Facebook page, or excuse me, on our website, I share it then on Facebook. And again, like to Dan's point, people can look at the facts that I've researched and confirmed with people, and they can still point out and say, that's BS. That's more BS from CCO. That's not the truth.
So you're saying it's still more buyer beware. That it's up to us.
100%. Because I just don't – Facebook isn't the one producing the content. They're certainly the ones sharing the content in a fictitious or a susceptible or, excuse me, a questionable news source. That's how they reach people is through Facebook.
Now let's run some calls here. Darasha in less than 10. Karen's in Minneapolis. Go ahead, Karen. You're on.
Hi, yes. I'm coming from the standpoint of where are we as a nation now that we're fine with lies? I mean, what are we teaching our children? What are we teaching? You know, it doesn't matter your religious background or whether you're Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, atheist. or, you know, just the fact that a lie is a lie is a lie. And where are we as a nation when we can say, okay, well, it's acceptable. And just to the other gentleman's point, you know, even though Facebook, they're the vehicle, the bottom line is, if you are okay with being a vehicle of perpetuating lies, once again, what is going to happen with our country when it's okay if the lie is the truth and the truth is a lie? You know, a lie is a lie. And it's just so sad that our country is getting to the point that it's acceptable.
Well stated, Karen. Thanks so much. Patrick is in Plymouth. You're on.
Yeah, I pretty much echo what Karen just said. You know, it's become so acceptable nowadays for everybody to lie. And just to get back to what Adam was saying about, you know, whether this is false advertising, if you're advertising a product, you know, that's completely false and you're getting people to buy that and you're profiting off of that, that's where the fraud comes in. That's where the crime comes in. So that would be handled in that way. This is just a situation of it's just lies. Well, unfortunately, lying is not a criminal act. I almost wish it would be. But we're at the point in society where it's not. So everybody knows they can do it. And it goes on by people of all sides of the spectrum, no matter who you support.
Correct.
What your affiliation is.
But some are more egregious, but it absolutely does. Chad is mobile. Chad, you're on WCCO.
Hey, thanks, Chad. So I'm wondering if Facebook is going to be responsible for the content of ads. Why wouldn't they similarly be responsible for the content of individual pages? It's still their platform. It's still,
right.
They're still, yeah.
Well, because they have to step in on decency. They step in many areas, and they've been accused of, you know, wait a sec, why was this okay? Why was that not okay? So they have made judgments before about what is allowed on their page. In this case, Chad, to me, they're just saying, hey, it's up to you. And again, I'm 100% on, hey, reach out, find information. It shouldn't just be your echo chamber. But if you've not reached this unique status with Facebook that Facebook has, I don't think they can just say it's up to you to decide.
Well, the ads that are running on network television are all, I mean, you guys do truth tests on advertising all the time. Maybe not you specifically, but the networks do. And
yep.
Find out that many of the ads on TV are false.
Correct.
Stop being run, though.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. 28 past 12. Keep the text coming in. News update from Adam and then Mr. Jason DeRusha. Well, what he would do today at 12:35, he would join us. I mean, just listen in right here. Appears to be quiet. I'm saying you're back at the abode in Maple Grove.
It's close. I'm sitting in my car right now.
Oh!
I am in Maple Grove, but, okay. You know, I wanted to be on the phone, you know, hold the phone instead of using the car thing. So I pulled over into a parking lot at the beautiful Maple Grove Best Buy.
Oh!
So there you go.
Very nice. Very, well, I'm going to ask you this dilemma I faced yesterday and see what your thoughts are. I may have been at a store that is, okay, I was at Best Buy. Let's just go with it.
Right.
And sure. And I'm there buying something for a computer for child number four.
Mm-hmm.
And this young man, I'm going to say in his early 20s, never stopped playing the game on his phone the entire time he was helping me.
The employee, wow.
The entire time. He, in his left hand, he's playing the game, right? Wasn't using his right hand. He's that skilled. And I could see that he kept advancing, too. But he's also paying attention to me. Got confused a little bit. But in the end, we think he came up with the solution to our dilemma. I will fully admit it drove me nuts. But do I just have to accept I'm an old man and I just this is how people operate now?
It's impressive. I mean, honestly, in many ways, that's more impressive than the level of service you or I would have provided.
Hey, so he's showing off, you're saying?
That's right. Most of us cannot multitask very effectively. We think we can, but we cannot.
No.
But this young man apparently did.
Yeah, he did.
Kudos to him. I assume he was under some sort of time crunch in the game.
I think he couldn't stop.
I mean, I don't know if you've ever tried to get one of your kids to like come downstairs for dinner.
Good luck.
It's always just a minute. Just a minute. I'm just finishing.
Yes.
It's like, okay, I know you're playing. Well, the kids, Minecraft is back with the kids. It was Fortnite for a while.
Yes.
The high school kids are back into Minecraft again.
This same child is also into Minecraft right now.
Yeah.
Very big.
Minecraft is back. It was gone for a while. the kids tell me that, like, it all has to do with what game, like the sixth grade and below, what they're playing. So my kids were into Minecraft, and then the little kids started playing Minecraft, and they were out. Then they went to Fortnite. Now the little kids are playing Fortnite, so now they're back to Minecraft.
The power of the younger generation influence. I guess
they just want to get away from the younger kids. But yeah. The younger kids are playing, they went out.
Yeah, I guess what else could this employee have done? You know, if he's still getting it done.
It's pretty bad, right? Like, I see it at restaurants, too, and I don't like it. I know a lot of places have, like, rules where their employees aren't supposed to be on their phone. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe we just have to accept it.
I think we do. Somebody has this suggestion, by the way. Which parking lot in Maple Grove? The whole area is one giant parking lot. I mean, your town does have a lot of parking lots.
You know what? We demand the ability to just roll up to the front door of somewhere and park. We cannot walk very far. There's a lot of parking up here. It does, you know, it's something that cities got to have to deal with, right? We've constructed our suburbs around these big box stores.
Yeah, and they're going bye-bye.
They're going out of business. And what are you supposed to do? The parking lot I'm in right now has a Christian bookstore that went out of business. Inexplicably, this Chuck E. Cheese is still open. What businesses are supposed to fill in here, and then you're stuck with all this parking? I don't know.
I think we might have done this before. Can we just do this again? Chuck E. Cheese, overrated. I mean, there's just way better places to go.
Who rates it? Who rates it positively? It's every parent's nightmare. Is it Chuck E. Cheese birthday party?
Yeah, it's Dave and Buster's, go somewhere else, Chuck E. Cheese. Whoever you are, Chuck E., I want you out of business.
No, bring back Showbiz Pizza.
Exactly right. Okay, what is your number on this? I'm just going to read the story here. A man said he grew breasts after taking a drug manufactured by pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson. He will receive, Jason, I'm sure you saw this, $8 billion in punitive damages. Now, okay, I have a son on the spectrum, okay, so I am not making light of this because I'm willing to kill all but four people on the planet to defend Quentin. But he was given this medication after he was diagnosed with the autism spectrum disorder. Somehow within this medication, this man grew breasts. The punitive damage initially awarded $8 billion. I think we're all in agreement. It's probably going to be reduced just a little.
Just
maybe it'll be $7.5 billion. I don't know. How much money, Jason DeRush, are you willing to take to grow breasts to get this check from Johnson & Johnson?
Well, for sure I do it for $1
billion.
Right?
I'm magnanimous. Yes, I'm also in. For one, Dan Cook, are you in for $1 billion at this point?
Sign me up.
Yes, I'm in for $1 billion.
What about, so I feel like $5 million is maybe not enough.
Yeah, I think it also depends on your age, too.
I would lose my job, right? Wouldn't I lose my job?
Yeah, but are you, okay.
Or think of what a celebrity I could be, actually.
You could make more money.
I think about it. This could be tremendous.
Yes. I mean, you could write a book.
Yeah.
You could go on tour. I mean, I guess I'd rather do it later in life, but maybe not. Yeah. Maybe I want the cash now.
$50 million. Yes. I'd do it for 50.
Cook, $50 million. Are you in? I'm in.
Sign me up.
Sign me up. Yeah. $50 million.
What about $10 million?
Whew. Is it tax free? We're saying tax free?
Let's say tax free. $10 million.
Yes, yeah. I think I'm still there. $10 million.
Oh yeah,
$10 million. Yeah. This is going to change my.
I think five.
Cook. I'm with Jason. I don't think I'm doing it for $5 million.
No, I need double digits.
Yeah, double digits. Double what?
Digits.
Okay,
digits.
I mean, it could change the wardrobe.
Yeah.
This is a bad side effect if you're not looking to get this. By the way.
Well, sure.
I mean,
yeah. Yes.
Hot take.
$7 billion, you said?
$8 billion.
Eight billion.
Seriously, how do the jurors think, okay,
yeah,
I've got the number in mind. Well, we think it's $8 billion.
There must be more to the story, right? Like that they knew this was a side effect and were not open about it. I mean, that's a big settlement. That's a big number.
The award is the largest to date among more than 13,000 lawsuits against the company. that claims this condition takes place. The Mountain of Suits generally alleges the company was aware of the specific risk.
Yeah. So there you go.
But understated it to doctors. Yeah, I think you'd want to tell the doctors, you know, that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you made the choice to roll the dice, but, like, you need to be upfront about that that side effect. It's
I think so. Airbnb. Have you used the Airbnb when you're traveling?
We have shopped Airbnb. I don't think we've ever pulled the trigger, but we've done similar things.
I've looked. I have not
I
done
like
it.
Hotels, you know?
Yes,
sorry.
I also. We're snobs. We're old people.
We're old, correct.
They are inviting college football fans to spend a night aboard the Goodyear blimp. Okay, the booking window opens October 15th. Here are the dates available. October 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, and the following Saturday, the blimp will provide aerial coverage for Notre Dame, Michigan. Here's what you get. $150 plus taxes and fees. Two guests can spend one night inside the aircraft, which overlooks a lake. The hangar is the size of 2.6 football fields. In addition to sleeping inside, the stay comes with a football lounge where guests can watch classic rivalry college football games in a tailgating area.
Right.
Would this excite you?
Well, at first it did, right? When I thought that you were that the blimp was actually going to be flying.
Yes, correct.
But to me, if you're going to spend a night in the Goodyear blimp and not have the opportunity to join the Mile High Club, it feels like what's the point?
Well, and if we could circle back to the story, if you also have the boobs and the Mile High Club, I mean,
right. now you're talking.
It's changed. It's a I think you've nailed it.
So to speak.
Yes, I did say that, and you said that even better. Yes. You gotta go.
Are we still on the air?
No. This is the warm up show.
All right.
You have to go up in the air in the Goodyear blimp.
Yes, come on. Like you gotta get at least a flight out of the deal, right? Although we talked about this on the news today. Mike Gustadek asked if there was a bathroom on the blimp. And there is not, so you can see why it has to be in the hangar.
So you're telling me
it would still be cool. It's $150.
Yeah,
to spend a night in the blimp.
That's tip money for you.
It's it's pretty cool, don't you think? Like that's pretty good. Think of the Instagram light.
I'm going back to the bathroom thing now. You're telling me when they're flying over the game and they're there for hours and hours, they're just what, peeing out the side?
Fisherman's friend.
I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going like NASA astronaut and they have a diaper.
Oh, God, I hope not. I really, really hope not. Okay, I have a friend question for you because the people adding friends is dangerously low. Jason DeRusha with us. It's 12:46. That is the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to learn why Lindis is the top installer of LeafGuard brand gutters throughout the world. Jason, back with us, 50 past 12, one of the follow-up texts, Jason. Does the blimp even go a mile high? Oh, yeah, right? I mean, it goes at least a mile high, right?
Well, maybe not. Maybe not. That's a fair point.
Cook, what do you think? Blimp?
I'm going to be honest, that question occurred to me as well, but, I mean, how do you conceive of what exactly a mile high? I don't...
Yeah, I know. I went definitive, and then I thought, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Well, you know what? If I'm only half a mile high and that club is still involved, I'm good. The label isn't that important to me.
I appreciate that. Dan is in
I'm
case
saying.
Jason, in case you were scoring at home, so to speak, Jason or Adam was seriously
1,500 feet above the ground is typically how high.
That's it, right? 1,500.
No mile.
What's your name again over there, buddy?
Dude.
Average American hasn't made a new friend in 5 years. Does that seem possible? Average American hasn't made a new friend in 5 years.
100% agree with that. I am not in that average. We make new friends all the time. And what happens when you're married is you go, in many of our good friends we've actually picked up at bars.
Excuse me?
Which is a little weird.
Okay. Is this back to the blimp and the mile high situation?
Well, this is the thing. You're not out trying to pick up a romantic partner. You're kind of friend dating. So two of our very closest friends, we met sitting at a bar in St. Paul. I like to sit on the corner because then you can talk to people, which my wife loves. She asks, aren't I enough? You need to sit on the corner so you can talk to strangers.
I think that is a shot at Alyssa when you say not only should we go to the bar, but we should go to the corner, and I have a better chance to make more friends.
Well, she's grateful now because two of our best friends, we met. We were on one side of the corner. They were on the other. Struck up a conversation, and here we are.
The bar is the place to go in a restaurant, don't you think, most of the time?
Oh. 100%. You get the best service at the bar. It's the most fun. I love sitting at the bar.
I would rather sit at the bar 100 out of 100 times. Carly would rather have the table. But we kind of compromise on that a little bit.
He sits at a table and you sit at the bar.
And I sit at the corner. And then she draws way more attention than me. And I just sit there and I get drink and keep getting drinks. And she decides if she wants to take me home or not. You know, it's kind of.
So my wife would be fine if we met no more friends.
No, she's right. She's like the.
I'm always auditioning.
Okay,
people.
So the president a couple months ago said regarding the immigration policy, we're full. Okay, he said the country is full. Alyssa has said for potential friends, we've reached our max.
We're good.
We're good.
Dad's card is full.
Wow.
See, I'm always. There are always people who kind of slip a little bit. You're like, I don't know, is it. Because don't you have those friends where you feel like you're putting in all of the effort
yes.
and get nothing in return?
Correct.
And I've honestly, like, I've come to a place where it's like, you know what? That's fine. Like, I'm not bothered by that. But, like, I don't need to keep trying on this. And so you just move on. New opening in a friend.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you're almost sending out a monthly list to people.
It's like MySpace. Remember when you had the top,
yes.
the top eight?
Yes. Maybe.
You know, some months you're in, some months you're out. It's not done publicly, but it is done.
You should do that. By the way, do you know we're on Twitter now? We're on the Twitter now.
I do know that.
At Chad Hartman Show. Maybe you should do that at Darusha J. Just list your top.
Here's the top eight.
How about this? List your top eight media friends month by month. And then, like, it'll also include out of the poll. You know, Dave Ryan has slipped out, you know, Joe Suchere has ascended to number 7, you know, put that in there, you know.
It is fun. It's a funny thing to do, but I do think it's good. The survey showing that the average goes 5 years, I think other people have so much to offer to your life, you know, and by meeting new people and bringing new perspectives and. I don't know. I think it's fun. I think
it's great. Now, I'm also the person, if I go to an event involving the kids,
yeah.
where I'm not always just jumping in the conversation.
Well, that's fair. I am also like that.
I
don't want my friends to be, and I know a lot of the listeners out there, you have friends who are like associated with your kids' team.
Yes, tons
and
of people.
I'm not very interested in that. The parents on my kids' teams are great, they're nice, but I don't want to talk about U13 soccer when we hang out.
Well, I think this is another list you could put out that when everybody's gathering, you know, and the coach talks, and just say, hey, one other parent would like to say something, and you come up there and say, listen, if we see each other here, a good, hey, good to see you again. But I'm just here for the game. Okay. I don't really care, you know, what's going on with your cul-de-sac or how work is with you. I'm just here. I'm in and out. Boom. Just leave me alone.
The good thing is, like, it's easy for people to be like that. He's just the jerk on TV.
Yes. That's
so fine.
You don't want to, like, one of the more memorable ones for me, this is when I'm doing the Wolves and I had flown back in between games and I'm exhausted. And middle child, I was basically just making play sports just so he wouldn't sit around and play Minecraft. And he wasn't pleased with it, but we just decided to do it. And it's baseball in the spring, Jason, and it is cold out. And I am sleeping in my car. Okay. I'm literally sound asleep. And I'll say this. And I'm startled and it's the head coach. It is the head coach. And I'm thinking something's happening. Griff, I hope there is everything okay? Yeah, why aren't you watching practice? I'm like, are you serious? Why aren't you watching practice? We all have to watch practice. I'm like, It's like the third practice, ma'am. I just flew back. I don't have to watch practice. And she's talking, and as God made me, I just shut the door. She was still talking, and I'm just like, I put the hat down. I'm like, no, I don't need, in fact,
no.
The great Patrick Royce has come up with this many times. There should be only a certain amount of times you're allowed to go to practice. You get to go to all the games, so you get like two practices a year. That's it.
That was a shocker to me with the kids in soccer that I'd see the parents, when my kids were very young, parents would be pulling out a lawn chair at practice.
No.
I'm like, my dad was at work. My mom dropped me at practice, and then she had another kid to get to another practice.
Correct.
Like, nobody was watching anything.
Yes, that's
the way. You were lucky if they remembered to come pick you up.
Exactly. All right, sir. I think we've solved most of life's problems during that segment.
It's pretty good. It's a really good segment.
Thank you, sir. Jason DeRussia, mid-mornings, WCCO-TV, 437.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.